Please be aware, the following material may not be suitable for younger audiences. Listener discretion advised.
There's a tiny island in the Pacific you've surely never heard of. Once part of Hawaii, a cartographer's error wiped it off the map.
All finished.
An all-inclusive resort was built, but campaigns to turn the island into a tourist destination were unsuccessful.
Travel 48 hours by dinghy to our ultra-exclusive destination.
The island was inhabited by those unlucky Hawaiians who got left behind, and the lucky escaped prisoners who travelled 48 hours by dinghy to their freedom. The islanders lived in the halls of the abandoned resort, and in the centre of the town square, opposite the rusted volleyball net, they worked on the statue of a local celebrity, the island messiah, a mystic. And always at his side was a standard poodle, AJ. AJ possessed the sturdy trunk of a horse, with the whimsical puffiness of a cloud. But I digress. The mystic's prophecies were so accurate, he could make the fiercest skeptics into a true believer.
What brings you before my presence?
Will this be a good year? I really need a good year.
Spirits, what do you see for this year?
Is your dog growling at me?
Silence! I must concentrate!
What is my mother saying today?
Spirits from the realms beyond us, what does this woman's mother have for us? Oh, really? That's interesting. Your mother is feeling dishonored by you. She wishes you wouldn't steal from the canteen.
I don't steal that much.
Why have all of my papayas rot?
Plant your seeds once more, and they shall reap fruit.
It was a good year.
I'm swimming in papaya.
Do my friends secretly gossip about me? I have never told anyone that before. They say I'm obnoxious, don't they?
Will we ever grow cabbage on Mars?
Should I get bangs?
The spirits can't help you with that.
In the presidential suite of this overgrown mid-tier resort, the mystic would lounge, AJ by his side, as islanders brought him gifts for his priceless service.
We roasted you the fattest chicken.
Lovely.
Pedicure?
Thank you.
Your bubble bath is ready.
Thanks.
As time went on, his lists of demands became elaborate. His orders turned to barks. His gratitude twisted into entitlement.
Who bubbled this bath? I nearly slipped and busted my head open. AJ had to fish me out of the tub. He doesn't like the taste of soap. Do you wish me dead? Do you want this island to suffer a spiritual death?
Has the mystic gone mad?
This chicken is flavorless. You call this a restaurant? This chicken is cold.
With great genius comes great madness.
Why doesn't my statue have fingernails?
Yeah, I think you might be right.
But one day, everything changed.
What brings you before me today?
I have insomnia. Where can I let go of negativity in my life?
The spirits are telling me that.
Oh no, are you sure? Okay.
You should dissolve your marriage.
But my wife is dead.
That can't be right.
Look at this.
Why do you keep her death certificate in your pocket?
What does Mother have for me today?
Through the spirits, she tells me you should go vegan.
I'm already vegan.
Well, I guess that's news to her.
Is today a good day to repair the dock?
It's kind of choppy out there.
The wise and all-knowing spirits advise that you wait until tomorrow, lest you suffer a gruesome splinter in your right pointer finger.
I was born without pointer fingers. See?
Oh,
That's not right.
What? No.
This is awkward.
Are you okay?
Beep bop, blippity bloopity.
Beep beep, blippity bop.
beep-bop, beep-bop, blippity.
Bloopity.
I literally have no idea
that
what you're
never
about.
Happened.
I don't mean to.
I bet you
don't.
No, I really don't.
That's just not true.
You're lying. There will be cabbage on Mars.
I'm here for my reading.
We're closed!
Hey, why are you pushing me?
Get out!
Whoa, 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 whoa!
Oops. Why did they leave that elevator shaft unfinished?
AJ, is it your mission to get us kicked off this island? Why are your prophecies leading me astray?
AJ, of course, is the true mystic. He telepathically channeled prophecies into the mystic's brain when he growled. Neither of them understood how it happened, especially the mystic, but that had never stopped them. In the Pulgabana, the island physician slash veterinarian operated his practice.
Doctor, AJ is not himself lately.
Oh, he's gonna die.
What? You haven't even examined him.
I can tell just by looking at him.
Okay, is there nothing we can do?
Well, there might be one thing. I found this on the shore. From the Soviet era, a chip that gets implanted on the brain. It extends your life up to 70 years, or 700. Some of the text on the manual has faded from water damage, or from time itself. Of course, you could use it for yourself. AJ is only a dog.
Why would you give it to me and not use it for yourself? Is it dangerous?
You're our only hope on this forgotten island.
Use it on the dog.
As you wish. Your ways are higher than ours.
As the mystic paced back and forth between the medical compound and Pool Tiki Bar, he reflected.
I'll never know how he got to this island, but he did. I found him washed ashore, cold and wet. I fed him mackerel out of the palms of my hands, and it was disgusting. I got the knots out of his hair, and it was tedious. I didn't realize his coat was a creamy white until all the dirt had washed off.
He's ready to be seen. The operation was successful. He's due to wake up any minute now.
What's that noise?
Oh, that thing's messed up.
The heart rate monitor? AJ!
I can revive him. If I can just find those metal things where you whack people in the chest.
What?
I think I left them on the zip line.
Oh, Anthony. You weren't just a poodle. Or a prophet who enabled me to live a lavish lifestyle. You were like a son to me.
That was when I woke up from the surgery. My head hurt, and I was super groggy. And I had a weird taste in my mouth.
AJ, what's this bright light beaming from your chest?
My head is pounding.
Is that AJ talking?
Why does he sound Australian?
If you've not caught up by now, which would be understandable, I'm AJ. Now back to my story.
Anthony, what are you doing? Stop chasing your tail. You just got out of surgery.
What's that? What's that sound? Where did my barks go?
He appears to be chasing his new voice. Dumb dog. Fearing one's own voice? Taking on an Australian accent? A human voice coming out of a dog's snout? These aren't known side effects, but of course, it could have faded off the manual.
Shut up! Shut up!
Okay.
AJ can talk. And if he talks, that won't be good. I need to catch him before...
Before what?
I have to go.
Before what? Oh, to be a prophet. to just know things.
Anthony! 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 Where are you? Have you seen my AJ?
Why? Does he have a new haircut?
Why do I even bother with these idiots?
Mystic, we desperately need you.
Have you seen AJ?
I haven't, but my sister needs your help. It's urgent.
Sorry, I can't right now.
Please?
I said I can't help you. I can't help you.
I understand. Thank you for all that you do for us. You are a reminder that, unlike the rest of the world, God hasn't forgotten us on this lost island.
Of course. Where is everyone going? The statue unveiling.
After 4,000 hours and 75 revisions, per the gracious help of the mystic himself, the statue is ready.
Oh, that's rather beautiful.
Because it looks like you.
We love you.
It's a divine miracle that you all should be here at my mandatory statue unveiling when I have a very important announcement. I had a vision, a terrible vision. If I don't retire from my post as your mystic, your messiah, your everything, a storm will pound the island. Uproot the crops and everyone and everything will perish. The spirits have spoken. In order to circumvent this tragic fate, I must be given the town jet ski to make the perilous voyage to the Big Island. Leaving all of this behind.
This is absurd. How can this great man be so sacrificial and leave his home for us mere mortals?
How can we even begin to repay you?
Your gratitude is enough. And the jet ski. I will remember you fondly.
This is the most horrible news.
There he is! AJ just jumped out of that bush!
Go away!
What is the most horrible news?
Is AJ talking?
That is weird, right?
The spirits told the mystic he has to leave us, or we'll perish.
They didn't say that.
Shh! Yes, they did. The mystic just told us.
Well, I must be going now.
Laura? Where's Laura? Your mother's talking my ear off.
Shut up, shut up.
Why would you be hearing from my mother?
What's going on?
Why is he talking?
So confused.
You know, I didn't want to say anything, but the mystic's last prophecy was wrong.
There's no way.
No, it happened to me too.
Bleep, bloop, blip.
He has had a weird look in his eyes.
He always looks like that.
What?
Wait a minute. The mystic wanted the chip inserted into AJ's brain because AJ is our great prophet, and he's a fake.
Oh, Anthony, you made the veterinarian faint.
He's also a physician.
And an escaped convict.
Anthony, it's bad for business to share who's an escaped convict.
It's not like he's a murderer. He didn't mean to leave a penny in that woman's stomach. The law is the law.
What is going on?
Wait, so who is our great prophet?
Has God really forgotten
us? Oh, that's why my stitches never healed.
I feel really dumb.
You made a farce of us.
I know, you all must be angry.
Hi, yeah, I speak on behalf of all the islanders when I say we're not angry, we're just disappointed.
Oh, wow, that really is worse.
Let's go.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Well, I'm disappointed.
And angry. Get your own fat chickens.
No more pedicures for you.
Let's cannonball him into the sea.
No, this is worse. This is worse. Please don't hurt me.
We don't have a cannon.
A cannon did wash ashore, Soviet era.
Oh, shut up.
Why are you ripping my statue from the ground and waving it over your head?
We're throwing it
off the cliff!
Oh no!
Don't just stand there, AJ! Let's go after them! What's with your voice, Anthony?
That moment, when you thought I was dead and you were screaming, I was actually given some options on a screen in my mind's eye. I chose to see and smell the world like a dingo, because it sounded wacky, and to talk like this woman.
Why?
She sounds pretty and nice.
At the count of three, we throw this statue onto that jagged rock.
Please don't hurt my statue!
One, two,
oh no.
Three.
Everyone stop! I am your great prophet, and I kindly demand you to put that statue down.
I guess the poodle makes a point.
None of you know the story I am about to tell. Before the mystic washed ashore, he swept crumbs at a bagel factory in Oahu. He didn't make a lot of money, and sometimes for his lunch, he'd eat a bowl of crumbs with a spoon. One day, the factory bought a giant Roomba, and well, mystic, I know that in despair you jumped off a cliff, much like this one, but accidentally landed on a dinghy of escaped prisoners, and after you pirated the ship and gained control...
Anthony, please!
Now you've found yourself larger than life on this humble island. Maybe you took it too far, with all those bubble baths and the way you rode Damien's shoulders every time you took the stairs. But who among us wouldn't go a little power crazy?
This is why you're man's best friend.
We prefer God's cuddliest angels.
Sorry to hear all that, man.
We don't want you to jump off a cliff.
Or to hurl a sculpture in your likeness into the raging sea.
Let's go put the statue back.
All right, everybody. I'll get the head, you get the torso.
Why are you crying?
What am I good for now?
You have one of the coolest gifts on the planet. I'd trade places with you in a heartbeat.
What?
Thumbs. You can open doors. I can be the great mystic, and you can open the door for people coming to see me.
Okay.
You can make me a special hat to indicate that I'm magical.
With my thumbs.
Exactly. And give me my beautiful poodle haircuts.
That is important, yes.
Now that that's all settled, let's head back.
All right. By the way, how did you wash ashore on the island?
I chose to float here on a cardboard box after the advent of the iPhone. My owner made me an Instagram, and my mental health deteriorated.
Are you sure about all of this? We could leave right now with the jet ski and bring our talents to Hawaii. I would still make you the hat.
We have to stay here. They need us. I know they'll forgive you.
You saw it in a vision?
No. But the power of suggestion is real. Me and the mystic lived happily ever after. I lived to be 700. And no one ever figured out how to grow cabbage on Mars.
This episode of Don't Write Me Off, entitled Anthony John, stars Lauren Augerton as AJ, AJ Lubecker as the mystic, and Doug Buffalo as the physician slash veterinarian, with additional performances by Nadia Vasquez, Carlos Westbrook, Mary Kate Hogue, Colin Osier, Laura Johnson, Aaron Meisenzahl-Peace, Cole Gosley, Shane Niles, Janie Anderson, Russell Ramtahal, Matt Ruggeman, Megan Donovan, Chase Anderson, and Jacob Tarkonish. Anthony John is a Lucky Broadcasting production written by Jacqueline Fant, directed by Cole Gosley, with editing and sound design by Chase Anderson. A Lucky Broadcasting production.